You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. We have some exciting news. Bix just wrapped on a project, and I know that not much can be said, so I'm not going to say anything because I'm afraid I will put my foot in my mouth. So to play it safe, I'm going to say, Bix, tell us, she just wrapped, so tell us how you feel, if there's anything you can share with us. Let's start off with some really exciting news.
Oh, thank you. It is pretty exciting. Yeah, I just wrapped on this project this week. We shot like pretty consistently for like a week and got it all done in a really good amount of time. And yeah, it's, I can't share much. I will be able to obviously once it's out. I don't know when that's gonna be.
And so, do you know where they can see it when it does come out?
I do know where they can see it, but to be honest with you, I don't know if I am allowed announce like who's hosting the project yet. Like everything is very under wraps. Very secretive. I ordered, I get delivery. I could talk about weed on a podcast, right? It's legal.
Yeah.
I get weed delivered to my house, and it's usually like one of three different people. And one of the guys who I've like met before, he drops it off and he's like, it was the, And he was like, oh, like, what did you do yesterday? Like, how was your week? And I was like, oh, I just wrapped on a project, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, like, what is it? And I felt so bad because like nobody would know if I told this guy. Obviously, I'm going to adhere to my NDA.
Yes.
But like, even this like random stranger, I was just like, oh, sorry, like I really can't talk about it. And I felt like such a, like a diva.
Oh.
But like, and I was like, I don't mean that in like a weird way. Like I literally like signed an NDA. Like I can't talk about it because I didn't want to sound like.
Right. Like you're like stuck this weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I don't mean to sound like that on the podcast either. But overall, I can just express my gratitude for being a part of the project. It was a lot of fun. It was like a learning experience for me in like so many different ways that I'm sure I'll be able to chat about in future episodes. But it was just really nice to have an experience of being on set and not a background actor, since I've been doing so much background work these past couple of months and have finally retired myself after, did I say this on the podcast that I had like a huge panic attack at a background shoot and they had to send me home?
I think you just shared that with me. If you want to share that, but that might be something
to
share.
That's pretty much like the gist of it. Like I wasn't expecting, like in background work, sometimes you don't have the choice to choose what you do unless you're with like central casting, then you can turn things down and say no. But with some of these other places, they're just like, you got to be here and do this. And they didn't tell us anything about loud noises or flashing lights, or they just didn't give us any information. And it was just like a really horrible set. And there was, it was like an arena and there was like lights going off and lasers and all this like smoke. And it was just like so bad. And I just like freaked out and had a panic attack and got sent home. So.
But hey, at least you never have to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm done. I can't do it. But yeah, so it felt nice to like not be a background actor anymore. It was really great to have such a small cast that like everybody could really bond. Even the crew, like everybody like really became such good friends during the shoot.
Yeah.
So I really think that that was the best part, is just like the networking in the sense of like the non-professional sense, like the, I guess the not networking, like building relationships and actual like friendships with people who just enjoy creating stuff together. So,
and it's yeah, important. I think
that was the best part.
Yeah, and being around other creatives, I think that's it's stimulating, and it's definitely and it's inspiring.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
stimulating. I was saying like briefly saying this to Liv right before we started recording, but there was this one girl on set, and all the time she was just like in another room doing a self tape, like in between takes, like had her little like ring light kit in her backpack. There was one day we wrapped like really late and she was like, oh, you know what? I'm not even going to wipe off my makeup. I have a self tape, so I'm just going to leave my makeup on. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I just said to her, I was like, you are my inspiration. You are my hero. So true. Like it is very like inspiring to see other people just like so passionate and driven, because I always feel passionate. I never don't feel passion, but I don't always have the drive and discipline and like availability in myself to go through with that passion.
Yes.
So it's very, yeah, like inspiring to see people who are capable, I guess.
Yeah.
And like do it.
And it also gives you like, you're like, oh, maybe I can do this. Like, you know, just seeing other people. And yeah, I feel like sometimes it helps you see the vision a little bit clearer too when you're around those kind of people. So.
Yeah, because you see, because sometimes even though I know that there are so many people auditioning at the same time that I am, it feels very alienating of like, oh, I'm not gonna do this, like nobody else is fucking doing this shit. But it's like, oh, no, they are.
Yes.
So like actually seeing it in practice, like in front of my eyes, it like brings a sense of like collective energy in a way.
Yeah. I am so excited to see your work, and once it is out, we have to tell everybody. And it's such a fun show. I'm not going to say much more than that because I don't want to get in trouble. It's not even my project, but it's a fun show.
It's definitely going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see it. And I'm sure everybody listening is too.
Yeah. Hopefully within the next few weeks, I'll have some more info on like a release or something.
Love that.
So fingers crossed.
Yeah. So, you know, we really wanted to use this episode to talk, kind of give like a mid-year recap, because we do that often. Like Bix and I will do a yearly recap or beginning of the year, end of the year. So we were thinking, let's do a mid-year, kind of go through what happened what's happened so far this year. And I feel like this is good because I was just sharing with Bix before, and I don't mind sharing here because I feel like it's relevant, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And maybe by, you know, sharing this, you'll see, you'll feel maybe a little less alone. But I know there's a strike happening right now, and I know, speaking for myself, I have been feeling the impact for sure. And as most actors, I have a day job. And then, of course, when I book an acting job, it's the best feeling in the world. And between booking acting jobs and having this day job, usually I'd be auditioning like 3-4 times a week. I'd have an audition. So I feel like being stimulated creatively and having auditions, even though I have this day job, it gives you like a glimmer of hope, right? And it gives you that fuel to stay inspired. Lately I feel like, and maybe other actors listening can relate, I definitely been feeling a little bit down, and because I've mostly been doing my day job, and it's not like I have an audition to look forward to. And trust me, I am online and I am looking for auditions, and I'm working on I just actually worked on my reel, which it looks fantastic.
Oh my God. I have to see it. You should send it to me.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Like I'm actually really proud of it. I think it's a really great representation of myself, and I'm proud of it. And so it's not that I'm not trying to do things outside of auditioning, but I think regardless, it kind of you just still feel the impact of not having these auditions, whether you are doing things outside working towards your career, you still feel the impact when you're at your day job. Because, and I don't want to sound ungrateful either, because it, you know,
you don't.
Yeah. Like, you know, like having a day job, like I have a paycheck, like that's amazing. But then it's like the creative side of me, I'm feeling burnt as like a human being because of my day job. And I don't have anything filling my cup, I feel like, after right. I finish my day job. And again, like I said, I feel like I'm trying everything. Like, you know, I'm working out. I worked on my reel. I'm looking for auditions. I'm trying to do things outside of auditioning, since it's not really much of an option for me right now, but I'm feeling a little depleted.
Yeah. And who wouldn't, you know, like it's hard to be like, it's so hard to be able to maintain just the endurance of being a creator or artist of any kind. And then on top of it, like this is like kind of similar to what I was saying about the capability that some people have. And I want you to know that, like, I know that right now you're feeling that burnt out stage and, you know, you feel like you're doing everything that you can and nothing's just like happening the way that you want it to. But you are also one of those people that I look at as like I literally, like I talk about you in therapy sometimes, where I'm like, my friend like literally works a 9-to-5 job and still like auditions her ass off all the time. And I'm like, why can't I like do that? Like, why don't I have that? So like, I get it. And I don't want to like
no,
diminish your feelings at all by trying to, you know, but I just want you to know that like, it's hard. Like it is really hard right now. And it makes sense that you're feeling that way. So yeah. Don't feel bad for feeling bad, because who wouldn't feel bad when right. they're killing themselves working and doing so much? So I would just hope that you find some type of like peace and like is alleviation a word?
Feel alleviated or.
Yeah. Because you work so fucking hard. So I just want you to know that.
Oh,
and I love you.
Oh, I love you too. That's like bringing me to tears. Thank you. No, I appreciate that a lot. Yeah.
And I think, and it's also hard, like I can totally relate, like right now with everything being so slow and, you know, I'm seeing people like, yeah, I just wrapped on a project, but yeah. That's what happens. You do a project, yeah. You wrap on a project and then it's over and you got to work for the next one. It's not like it's just gonna happen again.
Exactly.
So, you know, I was like seeing people on set like having self-tapes that they had to do after we wrapped at night or like in the middle of the day or whatever. And it like feeds that drive. Oh my God, we had a conversation before we recorded and then started recording. So now I'm like getting confused as to like what was shared on the podcast what and what we talked say? About. Yeah, so I yeah. think I just repeated myself.
No,
But like then having the time now, it is like, what do you do? Because I literally was on my IMDb yesterday, just like refreshing the page. Because I was like, what can I do to this? Like, what can I do? What can I change? What can I do? Can I add photos? Like, literally, like, searching for footage. Like, as if footage is just going to appear. I'm like, did I do a short film that I'm forgetting? Like, literally like a psychopath.
We're the same, because I always say that to you. I'm like, when you say things, I'm like, oh, me. Oh, look, it's me. Because obviously, we are different people, but there are certain things that who knows, honestly, but there are things like yesterday, I was doing the same thing. I was looking up footage from an episode that I know isn't out yet, but I was for some reason hoping to find it. It was just so psychotic, like when I say it out loud, because it's like you just said it's not really, it was like, it's from the Power show I just did, but for some reason on IMDb, it's telling me released, like the credit that I have under Power, it says episode release. So I'm like, oh crap, did season 4 come out? Which I know is not possible because season 3 literally just came out of Power. So I'm like, that would be absolute craziness. And anyways, I just want to say that. Yeah, you're also not alone.
I'm glad.
It was me.
At least yours is like a real thing, though. I'm over here like, was I in a movie and forgot?
Yeah.
You know, like that's not
a
thing.
Was I a series regular and just did slip my mind or something? No, I'm kidding. I know it's not that extreme.
But yeah, that was literally me yesterday. So I feel you because it's like, what do we do now? Like, I'm over here like literally considering getting new headshots. Like somebody needs to stop me because
don't do it. You just did it.
I know. And I'm like over them. And now I have bangs and look so cute. I don't know.
Well, and if you do
it's been rough.
Don't spend an arm and a leg. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
So if you do it, don't spend an absurd amount of money. Don't do it.
Don't do what I did. Yeah.
Wait a few years before you spend that kind of money again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So looking back on on the half of the year where we just started July, so we're 6 months in, and I feel like a lot has happened this year. I wish I knew a little bit better what actually happened. I should have reflected a little bit better, but you were in a film.
Yeah, I feel like it's good. I'm really happy, actually. I'm happy that you suggested like that we do this because I think talking about our accomplishments and besides accomplishments, just what has happened throughout this year, I think puts things into perspective, also makes you feel less bad, if that makes sense. Like seeing like, oh, I did this.
Yeah.
And I did this. Okay. Like maybe things don't suck so much. And like there's hope that it has happened and that it will be back to that point again. But yeah, I feel like we both accomplished a lot. Like I know that you did a Hulu series and wait, am I allowed to say that?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God. I was like, do I ask? But yeah. Okay. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can say it because it's on IMDb now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not out yet. Yeah.
So the title is on IMDb?
It is. Oh my God. Yeah, it is. So I'm allowed to say it, right?
Because it's on IMDb. Out. It's literally out.
It's credited. Yeah, it's not out yet, but it is, they did finally put it on IMDb and it's in like its post-production. But yeah, I feel sometimes I really do need to put things in my face and I'm very grateful for, you know, certain people in my life that do that. And like my boyfriend being one of them, my boyfriend Ben. Oh, Liv's got it up.
I got it off. I was excited. I was like, what is it?
I know. I can't wait for them to add like the image because I don't know. Like, I don't know anything.
No,
like,
they added the image. Like.
They did?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm looking right now.
There's an image for it. It goes.
I was just on it yesterday.
So guys, check it out. So see, this is amazing. I love that we're doing this. It's this is feel good stuff. Bix is on the TV, right? Is it? Or am I looking at, am I crazy?
No, the image isn't up yet.
Oh, am I looking at the right Alexandra?
You might be looking at, are you looking at a girl in Germany?
Oh, she in Germany. She is in Germany. I got so excited.
There's a girl in Germany with. The same name. There is. But that's because it's Bix.
Oh, it is Bix.
Her name too?
No. That was hilarious. The way you actually, your face, I wish you could have seen it. Her too.
Wait.
No. I should have asked, like, my inflection wasn't there. I was like, your name is Bix, like, on IMDb?
On IMDb,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, the way I said it sounded like I was saying her name is also Bix.
But I was going to say, no way, I've never.
I just didn't know what your stage name was on IMDb. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Or not your stage name, sorry, that is your name. But I didn't
Guys,
know.
Guys, go on both of our IMDbs so our star meters can go up. Send it to your friends, share it. Send us your link and I'll go on your link too.
Okay, so what?
Get those numbers up.
Oh, there it is. Daughters of the Cult.
Daughters of the Cult.
Bix. Alexandra Krieger was also on I'd Kill For You. That's why I thought
that's me. So IMDb, I used to go by Alexandra Krieger. So I'm credited on some things as that. But then when I had to change my name on IMDb, I had to like, IMDb is so weird. Like you can change anything. So I changed my name, but I had to like also connect the Alexandra. It's very silly.
So basically it's a duplicate what I was looking at.
Yes, but there's also a German actress named Alexandra Krieger.
But she's the same credits as you.
There's this another page. Or she might have been credited on accident, actually. I think there's an IMDb under Alexandra Krieger, and one of our credits are shared because it was like an accident.
Yes, and it's the I'd Kill For You.
Correct.
Okay. Sorry, guys. You're coming through the whole process with us, but this makes sense now. I was like, oh my God. Oh, I love this. Yeah. Oh, and I don't know if we shared, but yeah, so some fun things that Bix did, she did that. I love I'm talking for you instead of just letting you share, but I just noticed real quick, and you could totally speak for yourself, but you were in a music video for the singer, Lou.
Yeah, I did a music video this year. My friend, who's a pop artist, his name is Louis Torrey. You should all go listen to his music because he's so good. Yeah, he shot a new music video this year, and I was so happy to be a part of it because I used to be in his music videos in college when we would like literally film them on camcorders. So it was like a full circle moment because it was like all actual, like his music videos are so good. Like the production and the thought that he puts into it. He like truly is so talented. And yeah, it's like a heist. We go and we like take down this guy. And it was just like so much fun to shoot. Everybody on set was so great. And yeah, I'm actually, so funny story, because I don't have anything for my reel and my reel literally doesn't have any footage on it past 2019 maybe.
Okay.
Or 2018 maybe. So it's very old, it's very bad, and I hate it. So I cut up my parts from the music video that's like showing up to the house and like spying on him, mm-hmm. and like trashing his house and like all of these like fun clips. And I'm going to use them for my reel. But I was thinking, so this is a little secret that I came up with. I was thinking of putting like a voiceover over the clips to maybe make it seem like a little vignette, yeah. from like a film or like a short film or something.
Like a little voiceover kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Exactly. Yes, like a little voiceover and like narration or something.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, I guess that's just like a tip for like repurposing content that you wouldn't necessarily think would work for your reel, because I'm just over here trying to scrounge up whatever I can because I don't have anything.
And guys, that's okay. I think what Bix is doing, that's awesome. Like you're getting creative. So if you have any footage, and I mean, that's what we, you know, you could work on your reel right now. That's what I'm did too. I think that's, I'm just saying that like, this is a great opportunity. Like Bix said, she's taking this time to edit these clips and make it into usable footage for her acting. And you can do exactly that. Like anything that you think you can scrap together and make into something whole, I think it's a great idea. And I love that you're
working.
Yeah, I love that you're doing that. You're getting creative and you're using work that you've done, and it's very legit. Lou's video is
It looks really great. I'll tag it in the show notes.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear, tell us, walk us through maybe the transformation of your reel from the beginning of the year till now, because I'm sure Little Miss Liv has a lot of new footage.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing with network TV, man. You would think, like, yes, I have footage, of course, from the film, yes. But I'm saying I also, I did a TV show over a year ago, mm-hmm. Three Women, and it still has not come out yet.
Oh, right. Didn't they, like, Max sold it to Stars?
Oh, is so that what happened? Showtime is Max Showtime.
Oh, no, that's HBO, so okay. Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime. It was originally a Showtime, scrapped it, thank you. And now a Starz picked it up.
Oh, okay, okay.
And
that's exciting. Stars is like,
oh, I love Stars.
Popping off.
Yeah, Stars is awesome, and that's what Power is on. So
popping off.
Popping off. But yeah, so I did start the year off strong. I started it with my booking and Power season 4, Power book 2, season 4, and that was pretty incredible. And but I'm still waiting for that footage. But so therefore that's not in my reel. But Bix is right. My reel, it definitely, I need to shout out Voss from the online acting studio. I will shout them out.
We love Voss. Yeah. We're going to include a little promo code that we could talk about more as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And Voss is the one who worked with me on my reel recently. So, you know, it did start. I had all this older footage, same Bix. I think my newest footage from there was from like 2020, one or maybe. So it was like a couple years. And now I have all this footage from Sky Hoshi. And the way we cut it was so brilliant, the way that Voss did it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you have to see, because the way he cut it was very strategic. So we kept some of my clips, we got rid of some clips, and we split it up where at the beginning of my reel, it is more dramatic, and the other half of my reel is more on the comedy. And the first two clips are from Sky Hoshi, the second two, one is from Plunder Quest, and then the next one is from a pilot I did but didn't get picked up called The Immigrants Next Door. And so with Sky Hoshi, what he did, and this is what you guys can do too, so hopefully you can learn something from this as well. With doing the reel, he edited the Sky Hoshi clips where, as a casting director watching it, A, he took out the music, by the way. There's no music. He took out the music because the music was giving fantasy. It was giving, like, you know, this very was specific to Sky Hoshi. And we didn't want to give the casting directors like fantasy. It's like then there's only so much they could cast you in. But the castings I go out for sometimes Law and Order, I go out for FBI, I'll sometimes go out for, I don't know, like a Netflix movie or show. It does, but point is, it gives more versatility when he took out the music. Second, he cut out some lines where it would tell the casting director that I was not real. Because in the movie Sky Hoshi Anime Girl, so when you watch the scenes, it just looks like they can now.
A
girl with pink hair that is either sick and she now appreciates life and she's talking about she doesn't take life for granted. So now she's giving this new opportunity in life, or now she's passing away. So she's taking in these moments. And then the second clip.
He's so smart. Oh, he's guys. So like, smart. Truly, he's so good at his job. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then the second clip basically was, it comes off as a girl who kind of like doesn't know who she is anymore. And she's discovering who she is. And she wants to, you know, create her own narrative, her own story for her life. She's tired of being told what to do. But again, all of these things, watching my reel, the casting director would be like, oh, I could see her do something like this or something like that, as opposed to pigeonholing me. It's a fantasy character from a fantasy movie, and he was trying to get away from that. So anywho, that is how my, since so you smart. Asked, that is how my reel kind of like, that's the revolution, the evolution. Wow. Sorry, oh my God, I'm an idiot. Not the revolution, the evolution of my.
Kind of like a revolution.
Like a revolution.
Some people died, some people made it out alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Some clips made it, but anyway, that's a...
Wow, that's so great. I can't wait to see it. I'm really excited to see it. But yeah, he's so good. Like, I remember he was working on my reel a little bit and was just doing it in real time, like shared his screen and was just like, cut, drag, drop, right click, double click. And I was like, oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. So, I'm really happy because you worked so hard on Sky Hoshi, and like, it's great that you're able to use the footage, because I understand exactly what you mean. There are certain things, there are certain projects that you work on that you can't use the footage. Like, you just, like, it's not going to work for your reel. Casting directors aren't going to want to see it. And, you know, I'm taking a little bit of a chance with this, cutting out the footage from the music video and like putting a narration over it. But sometimes you got to take risks. And it sucks. It sucks when you work on a project and you realize you can't use the footage. Like, that's the worst. And that's kind of, it really sucks. I'm like just thinking back on the reason why my reel is what it isn't because I haven't worked more. It's just because the other stuff is quite literally unusable for many different reasons. So I'm glad you're going to be able to use that and in a way that is going to help you get those parts that like you're really trying to get.
Exactly. And I just thought, I thought it was interesting. He had another tip for me. So, and I only share this because I think maybe someone might be able to use what I'm sharing to even edit their own reel or I love action films and I love being like a heroine or like Sky Hoshi or I love that. I love playing that part. And I had this clip in my reel where I was in the shower and I had a gun and I killed this guy. And Voss was like, I don't think this should be here. And I was like, well, I want to be cast for those kind of roles like Angelina Jolie or even Gal Gadot and like how they're these female badasses in these films, right? They don't take shit and they're can shit up and it's awesome. So anyways, I'm just like, I want to be like those kind of roles. And he was like, yeah, but he's like, you notice like with Angelina Jolie, it's yes, like obviously she's an attractive woman, right? And there is still this sex appeal to the role, and they give her really good acting, like they really make her work her acting chops. It's not just action, but it's action. And there's a lot of like emotional depth to it. So he was saying with that clip, he was like, I'm nervous because you are, there is nudity implied there. And he was like, and you're like, you're shooting the gun, but there's nothing more to it than that would pigeonhole you, where then they would use you as a woman for maybe like these sexy scenes, but not something with emotional depth to it, as opposed to just showcasing your skills as an actor, but then also being cast in a role that happens to have action in it.
Action,
as well.
Right.
I don't know if I'm articulating this well, but.
No, I totally got that. Yeah, that makes sense. I get that. Your reel's going to be so good.
That's why it's important when you look at your reel. What the point I'm trying to get at is to think of your reel not just like, oh, I really like this.
Like visually and
That's what I was struggling with. Like I was attached to some of the scenes. I'm like, oh, I really just like this. But like it doesn't matter if you like it. It's like, what do you think is going to help the casting director cast you? So you kind of have to think in their mindset. So that's something I definitely learned, I feel like, this year. That's one of
the things. I think that's a really good point. I feel this year, like especially in like the last couple of months, I have understood better that you have to just think more strategically and less. Well, it's tricky because there's like a fine line between like the strategic brain and like just being you and like just being yourself. Like it's really difficult to like teeter that. But if you can figure that out, you will be really set for your career. And in addition to that, I feel like having good management, I've like really come to understand. I mean, I've always known having good representation is important for your career, but bitch, it is so important. Like, oh my God. So this year I have been working with a manager for the first time in LA since March. And it's been like really great. Like it's really nice to have somebody there for you. So it's not just you. They can
fight
for
you.
Do what they gotta do. Yeah, exactly. Handle the stuff that you may not be the best at handling or get you into doors that you may not be able to get into. And so, yeah, I don't know if that's like a change for me this year besides, I guess it is because I have a manager and I didn't last year.
That is a change, girl.
Yeah. And I'm very happy about that. I'm like really happy with working with them so far. I've been getting, I mean, right now, obviously it's been slow, but for the most part, they've really been getting me some great auditions. But just overall, the importance of representation has really been heavy on my brain these past couple of months. And I guess like aspirations for the next half of the year is I really want to have like a full team. I love my manager. I really want to get a good agent. And I really just like, I want to start being seen by people that I know I'm ready for them to see me. Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely like at a point right now where I do feel like confident that like I should be getting these auditions and like I could be playing these roles in a way that I maybe didn't feel at the beginning of the year.
Yes. No, I know. Like, seriously, I feel the same way as you. I feel more confident in my work and I feel like I'm very much capable. And I think throughout this year, booking the lead in Sky Hoshi Anime Girl gave me more of the confidence that I needed. I was like, Liv, if you handled a feature length film and as a lead, I'm like, I know. I feel like I felt that way before, but I feel like that just reaffirmed how I was feeling, that I am more than capable of doing a series regular or like a lead role.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% believe that you are ready. And
you too, girl. We're both ready. We're ready.
We're ready.
Take us.
Take us. Somebody.
Literally. Anybody.
Is anybody there?
Anybody.
Anyone.
Moving forward. So I feel like I have a manager. I have an agent. But I feel like I want to get, for the rest of the year, I want to try to get seen by certain casting directors. But I feel like, oh, I know it's not an impossible ask, but it almost feels that way because of everything that's like happening.
Just more.
Right now,
like,
but I'm hoping before the end of the year that I will be seen by different, certain casting off, sorry, more and specific ones that I do really want to be seen by. That's my goal moving forward, is to be seen by either casting offices that I have been in, and they'll see me more for these exciting projects and networks that I would love to be on. And yeah, I feel like, and I do feel like it's possible. Yeah, I just feel like I just need to give it time.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's something that I really want to focus on too, like specific to casting offices, like being really like in the know about who's casting what, like what's coming, and just being like, because I don't have an agent right now, like I have to be kind of that person for myself. I know that there's doors I can't get into by myself without an agent, so that's why I am in search for an agent. But yeah, I think it's really smart to have people on your radar and like target them in a like not scary way.
Yeah, you're not like, I'm coming for you, but yeah. I'm coming for you in a good way. I'm coming for you with my talent.
I'm coming for you with my talent.
Talent.
Everyone. Yeah. I feel like also this year, the rest of the year, the remainder of the year, I want to get even better at being my like individual self. I feel like it's really easy, even in like the way of like when I would do like TikTok a lot more, like it's so easy to just like kind of morph or like absorb all of this outside stuff and like become something that you aren't, because you're so just like drowning in all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I felt that a lot when I was on TikTok for too long. And then like, I look back at stuff and I'm like, what's going on? And I feel like I feel like I started kind of feeling like that a little bit in like my acting career. I fell into the like cookie cutter little box way too much. And because it felt safe for me, like I like having facts, like I like knowing everything. Like I was saying about this project, like I loved that we had like the call sheet and the shot list and like everything. Like I like to know what's going on, have all of the information, and I love to follow rules, even though like I also love to not follow rules. It's tricky being an Aquarius, but I love to follow rules. So sometimes I find myself following things like a little too like literally and like losing like the nuance and like individuality of it. And I want to like really pull myself from that hellscape, like from falling off the edge. So I think this, the rest of the year, like I really want to work on, I guess, me, just me being myself.
Bringing more better. Of yourself to the roles, you're saying?
And to just like my everything. Yeah, just like the way that I audition, the way that I do my self-tapes, the way that I do my slates, the way that I communicate with casting directors. Like I just want everything to be more like authentic and like real person instead of like actor trying to do the best and what I think I should do.
I love that.
You know, yeah.
That's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Because as you get, yeah, as you get older, it becomes much harder to just, I feel like, be your most authentic self. And I feel like as even like, that's why we're like child acting, it's almost, I don't want to say easier, but it's like you're not jaded and you don't know all these rules. And with acting, you're just being you. And it's much easier as a kid to just bring yourself to the role and be more playful. And there's less fear. And there's, yeah, it's just so much. I feel like as a kid, there's just so much freedom. And it's relearning as you get older, relearning that freedom.
Yeah.
It's actually undoing those rules.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, you're so right. Like the Hulu project I did, I worked with a bunch of kids. And you're so right. Like thinking back, like they were so just like, you know, like there would be times where you can see that they're like a little nervous or like they're a little like embarrassed. But for the most part, they're just having so much fun. They aren't acting like, oh shit, I'm on like a Hulu set. Like they're literally throwing stuff, laughing, like making jokes. So yeah, I feel like a like levity, like bringing more like levity to my life. And yeah, just like, I want to practice being a human. We always say like, I feel like we said this in last week's episode, like you don't have to say like, oh, like I'm a actor. Oh, but I'm also this, this, and this. Like I'm also like waiter or nanny or whatever. Like you can just be an actor first. But now I want to learn how to be a human first and then actor like second
or mixed in. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because at the end of the day, so cliche, but we're all human first. So I definitely feel like that's a good thing to bring to your life, not just your work, but just remembering we're people first. And that is the best way also to connect with other people. I think always remembering that little sentiment.
Yeah. And I feel like hindering yourself makes you boring. Like the weird things about you as a person and like the uniqueness of you is, I'm not a casting director, but I feel like if I was a casting director, those things would play a big part in me casting, is like you being you. Like, yeah, your acting skills are like important as well, but I would probably rather cast somebody whose audition was like really good, but their personality was like really fun, over somebody whose audition was like perfect, but they seemed a little boring.
Yes.
But I'm not casting anything.
But that, I think that's a great way to look at it. I think Voss talks about that too a little bit, which we should talk about actually, our code, our discount code. So we've recently joined partners with the Online Acting Studio, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's an online acting studio, so it makes it accessible to pretty much everybody. And so Bix and I, Voss reached out to us, who is the owner of the Online Acting Studio. And through meeting him, he's really great, super generous with his time. I think the online actors training studio is definitely worth checking out, and you could see if it's for you. You can check out the link. What we're going to do is, in our description for this episode, we'll put a link there. When you click on the link, you can input ITM20 and you'll get a discount. And I think, yeah, and if you do check out the class, be sure to reach out to myself, Liv, and reach out to Bix. And you can let us know what you thought about the class. You can send us an email, livinbix@gmail.com. You can also check out our Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix. And you can send us a message there. Tell us your experience with the online actor studio. And you can be sure to, by the way, rate, review our episodes. We wouldn't hate it if you left 5 stars.
Please do. And also be sure to be following us on TikTok at Liv and Bix, because I'm going to be posting a video soon. I just want to do like a little recap of my classwork so far with the online actor. I've done a career coaching with Vass. I've done a class with him, and I've done like multiple self-tape coachings. I've gone into like a little bit of detail on the pod, but I wanted to save it for, you know, a little bit of like a more in-depth video so you guys can get an idea for just like how he works, how the coaching goes, and my thoughts on it, because I agree with Liv. I think that it's definitely worth checking out, and I have been having really positive feedback from my tapes with him, so just wanted to let everybody know to keep an eye out on TikTok for that. And yeah, we will be back in 2 weeks with more. We will be having Vass on the podcast as well. Yeah, check out the classes and then maybe you can hear him on the podcast. Yeah, ITM20. We got a discount code.
We got a discount code, ITN20, and all of that will be in the description.
Yes.
So be sure to keep an eye out for that, and we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by @hyperjuice on Instagram.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review.
Bye! Bye.